Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man in Messiah, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, John Paul Jackson, I'm speaking to him by way of telephone from his office in North Sutton, New Hampshire. And John Paul, I'm holding in my hands your two CDs that we're making available this week, Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events. Now, we dealt with dreams and visions yesterday in a limited fashion, but what do you mean by strange events?
Well, sometimes when people encounter angels, they don't know that they encounter them. The writer of Hebrews tells us that we even entertain angels unaware. So what I've tried to do in this process is to demythologize angelic visitations and bring them into an understandable format that people can then utilize in their own life, recognizing when does an angel appear to you in a dream? How can they appear to you in dreams? Why is it that Daniel fell on his face as a dead man, and at the same time, Abraham offered them something to eat? How do you reconcile those two issues in somebody's experiences or in their life? So what we've tried to do is to teach people about that and to give them a grid for these type of things to happen, so when they do happen, they recognize it took place.
Now, explain to me what's going on at your meetings when people are just taking photographs of regular cameras and they see large numbers of lights that were not visible to the naked eye. Explain what's going on.
Well, basically, what I try to put it into a category of what I call spiritual hosts. In other words, they could be angels, they could be hosts that are different from angels. Psalms 103 tells us that there are functions of hosts and there are functions of angels. They are not the same entity. They're two different sources. So I tend to try to leave everything open, as I don't specifically know what it is. Leave it open and say, this could be something, it is something from heaven, and I'm not sure whether it's angelic activity or whether it's host activity. But Sid, we not only have the different kinds of lights, we have different shapes of lights, from triangles to shields to circles to ovals to octagon to pentagon to hexagon type of shape type of things. We have different types of shapes, different types of...
Now, do you see these things, or do you only see it in the photograph?
No, I and many, many other people, pastors, leaders, have seen them not only in the photographs, but seen them with their eyes wide open.
Out of curiosity, when you see these, as you call it, these angelic hosts,
yes.
Do you see an increase in the anointing, an increase in the power that's going on?
Yeah, when these things show up, there is an increase in power that takes place that is remarkable. Whether it's the power for the conviction of sin, people coming to the Lord, whether it's the power for healings or the miraculous, whether it's the power for prophetic revelation to be released, there is a significant increase in power that comes.
Now, many of our mishpacha are not familiar with you, but John Paul Jackson has been called to help people understand their dreams and visions. But you were really called in the womb. It was back in the days when they didn't induce the labor, and you took 11 months to be born. Now, that's highly unusual. How often does that happen?
I only know of one other person that happened to, who happened to be in one of my meetings, and they've become a friend of mine. But they were born the same year that I was, and they also have a prophetic gift, but it's in music, and they sing prophetic songs over people.
Now, was your mother given any instructions while this ordeal was going on?
Not while it was going on. She was given instructions before she conceived me. She had just had a miscarriage, lost a baby through a miscarriage, and was grieving over the loss of that baby. when an angel came to her and said, grieve no longer, you're going to conceive again, you're going to bear a son, you're to call his name John Paul. He will have an 11th hour ministry, and even your pregnancy will be a sign of that 11th hour ministry. He will call things that are not as though they were, and they will come to pass. So she didn't exactly know what that meant, but after 11 months of pregnancy, she understood.
Boy, did she understand. But what does this mean, an 11th hour ministry?
Typically what it's thought of to be, I think of it, to be an 11th hour ministry, meaning the time period preceding the returning of the Messiah, the time frame that announces the coming of the Messiah, the time frame that says, like John the Baptist, a forerunner type of ministry that says, I am not the light, but I am sent to bear witness of the light, and he is coming.
Do you have any indication as to whether you will be alive at his return?
The Lord has not told me I would be, but if you ask me how I feel, absolutely, I feel like we'll be.
So therefore, you feel it's fairly soon.
Yes, I do. I feel it's within my lifetime.
And, you know, as a young child, 5, 6 years of age, you began seeing things, and then they would happen. Give me an example about that neighbor that you were so traumatized over.
Yeah, one of the first dreams I remember because of the trauma of it, I awoke from a dream crying because my best friend, the young boy that I played with every day across the street, was killed in a car wreck. And I woke up crying about that, and my mother and father were comforting me, and they had me look outside, and there was my friend playing across the street. And I remember even today being how confused I was at seeing him playing there, but I had thought that he had been killed.
Did you actually see him dying?
I saw him in the wreck, and I saw him covered with sheets after the wreck. Yeah.
So I can imagine how you're traumatized. Your friend has just died in a wreck, and you tell your mother, and your mother says, "No, look outside. He's playing there." So you must have been. We have a Hebrew word, a little bissel meshuga, a little crazy.
Yeah, this is your imagination. It was just a dream. Don't worry about it. It was a nightmare. It's all going to go away. You'll forget. Go play with him, and so on. And then just a couple of days later, that happened. He and his mother were both killed in a car wreck.
But all your life, this has been happening. However, at age 30, you had a visitation from the Lord, which dramatically catapulted you into this arena.
I did. I was in the corporate world, and all of my attention was focused on my corporate agenda that I was going to work through, changing companies every 2 years, working my way up the ladder, and so on. And then on November the 11th, 11-11, interestingly enough, I had an encounter where I stayed home ill from work. I couldn't speak. I had laryngitis, so I stayed home to rest my voice. My wife had left to go open up a small daycare center that we owned, and the Lord appeared to me, and how that happened was basically like this. A light came into the room. It woke me up. I was looking at this light, and it grew in intensity until the entire room was illumined with this blinding light. It wasn't painful, but it was blinding in that I couldn't see any of the furniture in the room any longer. As it grew in its intensity, I rolled out of the bed onto the floor because the bed was too high in the presence of this holy God. Hmm. If I could have gotten under the carpet, if I could have gotten under the foundation, I would have. And at that time, as I'm laying on the floor, shaking and crying, the Lord begins to replay my life and tell me why my mother had been pregnant with me 11 months, the visitation she had. Various things that happened during her pregnancy, like drinking castor oil by the case, bouncing downstairs, trying to induce labor, various things that she did, as well as times that, for example, my car wouldn't start, and I would get angry because my car wouldn't start, and it was the Lord stopping my car from starting so that I wasn't involved in a wreck later on as I would proceed to work. This happened many, many times, and he made me aware also that John Paul, this doesn't only happen to you. I do this for my children all over the world, every day, all the time. It's not a rare thing. His hand of protection is upon us. But he let me understand why my life had been like it had been and what my life was going to be like after that. And
he showed you a number of specific things about your life that have already come to pass, correct?
Yes, he did.
I'll tell you what, Mishpocha. heaven is drawing closer to earth. And those that are selling out to God's kingdom, God will use you in such a spectacular fashion. We're making available a great way to begin your journey into understanding dreams, visions, and strange events. These two CDs by John Paul Jackson, where he will teach you with, I mean, this is his specialty. This is what he's devoted his life, studying the scriptures so that you can understand what God is communicating to you in a supernatural language of dreams. And then John Paul Jackson did a television show with me of It's Supernatural, plus another prophet, Charles Dixon, who you'll meet next week. And John Paul Jackson prays for an impartation for you to be able to understand what you're dreaming. There's the knowledge, which you're going to get the introduction to in his CDs, and then the supernatural impartation. The Charles Dixon television show, so it's two shows on one DVD, the Charles Dixon television show. This man is one of the most precise prophets I've ever met in my life. We had guests, and he went around the table. He talked to one Egyptian, former Muslim, and he told him things, and I saw Majid look back at Dr. Dixon and say, that's top secret. No one knows that. Well, God knows that. And we have Charles Dixon pray for an impartation of prophecy for you. So the two television shows plus the two CDs we're making available for a donation of $30. We're coming into a time that those that hunger and thirst for righteousness are going to have an encounter just like John Paul Jackson did. John Paul, one thing that Jesus showed you would happen when you were 30 years of age that has already happened.
He showed me that I would be standing in front of tens of thousands of people declaring the word of God, and at that time that was furthest thing from my mind, and it has happened a number of times.
I believe a lot of people listening to us right now, that's going to happen too. For a donation of $30, the two TV shows plus the two CDs called Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.